Thank you, Donna. That was beautiful. Welcome to worship, everyone. Pastor Brad's not here. He is at the Synod Assembly in Corpus. But we have a stand-in. We have Dale Sump. He's going to be delivering the message this morning. So but if you would mind standing as we continue with our worship, with our gathering hymn.
By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. People's pain, I have wept for love of them, they turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them, whom shall I send? Here I am. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. By the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them, my hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them, whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
The grace of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the reconciling love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Now is the feast of the Lamb once slain, whose blood has freed and united us to be one great people of God. celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Power and riches, wisdom and might, all honor and glory to Christ forever. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. For God has come to dwell with us, to make us people of God, to make all things new. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore.
Let us pray. God of ages past, God of bold new days, we give thanks for the inspiration of your Spirit that guides our shared life in the community of faith. Bless us with wisdom, creativity, and courage as we follow where you lead. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with the readings.
A reading from the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord. And the Word was with God. Psalm 45 will be read responsively. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever.
Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His goodness is unsearchable. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, I will meditate.
The might of your awesome deeds shall be proclaimed, and I will declare your grace.
They shall celebrate the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your great righteousness. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made.
All your words shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you.
A reading from the New Testament from the book of Galatians. Those who are taught the word will share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow from the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. And the Word was with God. Please stand as you're able for the reading of the Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, for to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Come on up with me.
I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the Lord's house." I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord."
Hello, friends. Okay, I think the mic is on. Oh, good. Okay. Come on up, friends. Hi, everyone. Hi, everybody's coming up. It's nice to see all of you. Look at all our great faces this morning. Hi, Pumpkin. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, let's try that again. That was kind of low and kind of sad. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Okay. I have something here with me. Can you see what that is? What is that? What is it? It's a box. Is there anything in my box? There's nothing in my box. It's an empty box. What could you use this box for? Throw it out there. What could you put inside this box? What could you use this box for? Mice. That's a good one. Put your teddy bear in it. Good. What else? What else would you use this box for? You got one? What?
Toys.
Put your toys in it. She could put herself in it. All right, that's good. You can sit in the box. Yeah, you know what I used to do? We used to always find stray animals all the time. We would find puppies and kittens that needed a home. And we would always take boxes like this and make a place for our little stray friends that would come along. There are all kinds of things that you can do with this box. You could make it a rocket. You could turn it this way and turn it into a fort or a cave. Or you could, I don't know, make it into a racetrack. Who knows? You could take it apart and do all kinds of stuff with it, right? It's just an empty box. But there's all kinds of possibilities about what you could do with this box. And you know what's funny? Our church is like that. Our church is doing wonderful things for all kinds of people. But we can use our imaginations, just like you would with this box, to turn this box into a rocket or a home for a puppy, or you can put yourself in it and imagine. We can use our imaginations in our church, and we can become anything that we believe God wants us to be as our Abiding Love family. And we're looking ahead to a new chapter, a new part, a new way of being church, a different way of being church. And we're using our imaginations. Everybody do this? Do this? Tap right there? That's where your imagination is, inside your head, inside your mind. And your mind is a wonderful thing. And it helps us imagine everything that we could be and everything that we could do. And that's what your Abiding Love family and what your church is doing. We're going to start imagining all these new and wonderful things that we could do together. And you know what's fun? You guys are the first ones to hear about it. All your friends and family out here, your Abiding Love family, they're about to hear about all the ways that we're going to be doing new and wonderful things. But you guys are the first ones to hear about it. You know why that is? You know why you're the first? Because you're the future. You're the ones that are going to carry our church's message and be the next generation of our Abiding Love family. You're going to be the ones who are sitting out there and sitting up here pretty soon and being God's light in the world and God's hands and feet. You're the future of this place. You're the future of our church. And so we wanted you this morning to be the very first ones to think about my empty box, think about all the ways that we can be a new and exciting and wonderful church together, where we can feed people who are hungry, and we can help people who are in need, and we can worship, and we can change the world together if we want to. And you're the first ones to hear about it, because you're going to carry us into the future. Everybody understand that? Everybody good? All right, so you're going to use your imaginations this week. Think about ways that you can be church and the things that we could do here that would make people's lives better. Okay? All right, I'm glad you came. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming up and being with me.
Thank you, Julia. Well, good morning. Many of you may know that I am a CPA, so I'm a numbers guy, so I had to do a little research on the value of a talent. I know there's some folks in here that understand that value, but come to find out, one talent would be roughly equivalent to 20 years worth of wages for the average worker, or about $1 million. However, in our gospel lesson, the meaning of the parable extends far beyond financial investments. The parable is meant to emphasize the importance of taking what God gives us and using it for His glory in order to bring others into the kingdom of God. God has given each person a wide variety of gifts, and He expects us to employ those gifts in His service. It is not acceptable merely to put those gifts on a closet shelf and ignore them or hide them under a bushel. No. Like the three servants in our gospel lesson, we do not all have gifts of the same degree. The first two servants who invested their 5 and 2 talents and received a return were praised and were given additional charges by the master. The servant who received 1 talent and buried it was not condemned for failing to reach the 5-talent goal. He was condemned because he did nothing with what he was given. The return God expects of us is commensurate with the gifts we have been given. The gifts we receive from God include skills, talents, abilities, gifts, money, family connections, social positions, education, experiences, and more. Whatever God gives us, it is our responsibility to use it for His glory, out of love for Him and our fellow human beings. The talents in this parable can represent the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are instructed to take the gospel and share it with others in order that people would hear and believe and the kingdom of Jesus might increase. We must spread it, however, and wherever God grants us the opportunity. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations in our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm Dale Sump, and I have the honor of serving as the president of the congregation here at Abiding Love. With Pastor Brad High, I'm attending the Southwestern Texas Synod Assembly this weekend, along with our three congregation member delegates. Pastor asked me to present today's message. It has been customary to have the presidents fill the pulpit on Synod Assembly Sunday and present a message which in the past might have been written by our Synod Bishop. But that will not be the case this year, as your congregation council has some exciting information that I will share with you, which we have been working on for some time now. I've been worshiping at Abiding Love for 3 decades. My wife, Jerry Lynn, and I have been members since the late 80s. Both of us have enjoyed living and working in Austin since attending UT Austin. We were blessed with 3 children who were all baptized and confirmed right here in this church, and they're all now adults. My children, along with my wife and me, feel blessed over all these years to be able to call the Abiding Love congregation our church home and family. I have served many roles in the church over the 30 years, and I find working alongside others on a retreat, task force, a committee, a board, a council, or service project the greatest joy. I also enjoy getting to know others during these opportunities, since seeing each other for 1 or 2 hours a week each Sunday was not enough for me to really get to know my Abiding Love family. I have witnessed over the years that our church and its members have been spiritually maturing. With our ever-increasing focus on service to others, having an outward focus and desire to reach others who are in need, and being willing to make sacrifices to reach them. We're building community in our service, education, Bible study, and social groups. We have a number of ministries operating for a decade or more that have strong congregational and neighborhood support. And we have vision, building upon our past and knowing greater things are to come with our ministries. At the annual congregation meeting in November of 2017, Abiding Love members voted in favor of a policy-based form of church governance for our church leadership. Much work was done in the 3 to 5 years before that vote in order for us to be certain of the future direction of leadership and on their roles and responsibilities. So, in 2018, the council changed to be a visioning council with responsibility for overall church policy, budget oversight, and visionary goal setting. We are now in year 2 of the new governance model, and we are pleased to report that the goal setting responsibility is alive and well, and the inaugural results are being presented here today. I would first like to present this year's members of the council. So if you're here when I call your name, would you please stand up? So besides myself, Sue Milam is our president-elect. Robbie Lowe is the treasurer. John Berkland is the secretary. We have 6 at-large members, Brad Medioski, Jill Hokinson, Kurt Lowe, Leslie Van Leeuwen, Greg Dew, Debbie Seeger, and Pastor Brad Hyam, who's away today. So I want you to look around. Here is the group. For the last year, we have been working toward these goals, and it was a great process, and I'm so proud to say we worked hard, and I think we came up with exactly what this congregation is going to like. Thank you all. So this is the leadership that's worked to take your thoughts, ideas, and responses, arriving at the congregational goals for the next 3 to 5 years. Many here today will recall the process the council used for goal setting. Last year, we had several months of weekly devotional series created by Pastor Brad. Then each Sunday, a member of the council presented a temple talk right here, followed by a poster session in the narthex with a question about the devotion, where members of the congregation, as well as some visitors, would place their answers on a chart using post-it notes. The final effort to get information for goals was the group listening sessions. Through this whole process, we ended up with just under 200 responses, suggestions, and ideas. We also had around just under 10 listening sessions that involved just over 40 people. You can imagine with that many ideas, it took the council many sessions to distill them down to major themes and attributes, to which we were looking to develop 2 to 3 goals that are mission-related, long-term in perspective, and realistic. These goals were to be a very special type of goal and should be about making a difference, not just doing things. They were to be results-oriented goals because they are statements about improvement compared with now, a change for the better. They describe and impact an outcome that is an enduring quality. Okay, it's time for the big reveal. To be truthful, these congregational goals and their brief explanations were just presented, sort of, to our youth, our children, and the ministry roundtable heard about it last week, along with the staff, the church staff. And I want to say, by all accounts, they were well received. You may have already found them printed in your bulletin. If not, take a look. The following goals were formulated by the council and will guide our decision making regarding the congregation's priorities and operations starting in 2020, next year, and for the foreseeable future. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add, this is going to be, everybody's going to get to read these goals. Not the definition, I'll read those for you, but you can read along. So let's read the first goal. Goal number one, build meaningful relationships inside and outside the congregation. So the first definition is to focus our programs and ministry events to foster relationships among our members and cultivate relationships with people of the wider community. And work to encourage and strengthen relationships with God, with each other, with our neighbors and strangers in our midst. Abiding love will grow through creating and strengthening relationships inside by fostering connection, fellowship, and service among our members and visitors of all ages. We will grow outside by engaging with our local neighborhood and other areas of service around the city and with groups and organizations of shared purpose. We pray that the power of the Holy Spirit manifests in closer personal relationships and partnerships in ways that spread the gospel and further the mission of the church. Goal number two. Ready? Become a center of community life, learning, and spiritual formation. So, develop events and programs that gather the people of Abiding Love and the wider community for public information and education, service, fellowship, and the arts in a faith-based environment, and nurture spiritual growth through discovery, development, and expression of gifts and talents in active memory ministry. Abiding Love will grow by creating and hosting events and activities that nurture spiritual formation, learning and informed dialogue for the congregation and community at large. We pray that through the use of our facilities, through programming and partnerships, Abiding Love will increasingly be viewed as a hub for communication and concerted action in matters of faith, culture, and shared concerns by our congregation and the wider world. And the last goal, expand our efforts to serve others where they are in their time of need. Respond to the emerging needs of particular populations through partnering, volunteer, and resource support. Build on momentum and expertise in nutrition and early childhood education to partner with particular groups or locales struggling with needs or limited access to resources. And finally, cultivate relationships with other churches and organizations to further this goal. Abiding Love will grow by creating and offering opportunities to be called into service to others, whether that ministry is accomplished on our church campus here or out in the local community, our city, or the world. Jesus equates serving others in need as service to Him. Whatsoever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. Service to others is our response to God's love, whether it is in our neighborhood or across the world. Speaking to new graduates this year at UT Austin's commencement, Michael Dell offered them advice to not just succeed, but to serve. Serving others, he said, is humanity's source code, spoken like a true computer person. Know this, God's love shown through our humble actions will be sufficient to those who are in need. So, as with any goal-setting effort, you've now heard the three goals. And so, with any goal-setting effort, you need to have a process to measure the success and effectiveness. And that's going to be developed. These congregational goals will be continually assessed by the council to ensure continued alignment with the values, beliefs, and philosophy of the congregation, and will be modified if and when needed. Big news, Abiding Love will be celebrating 40 years as a Lutheran worshiping community in April of next year. Our church has matured over the years from its mission church philosophy to now being focused on our impact to the wider community and our South and East Austin neighbors, not forgetting the importance of relationships amongst our members. The council believes that these three congregational goals reflect the cultural values, beliefs, and philosophies of this congregation at this time. In case you're wondering how these three congregational goals will affect the growing, deeper, reaching, wider capital campaign, it will remain in full force and effect, and know that we as a congregation are doing well towards fulfilling those capital goals in this, the second year of the three-year campaign. As you might expect, the growing, deeper, reaching, wider goals mesh well with our new congregational goals, especially the third goal, and are not changing whatsoever. More information about these congregational goals will be forthcoming over the summer months. The council members will be attending various church group meetings to help start the process of future goal planning at the ministry area team level and with other study, service, and social groups here at Abiding Love. I want to let you know, if you're interested, the council will host a question and answer session right here in the sanctuary right after this service. So in between services, we're going to have a Q&A. We hope you can attend. So, in closing, the parable of the talents challenges believers to emulate their master by using all that God has given them for the sake of the kingdom. Each of us has received a gift, a spiritual talent, an ability graciously given by God to use to serve others. Your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. May we all be good servants of God's gifts of grace. God has plans for Abiding Love as a community of servants. plans for a future with hope. Amen.
Please stand as you are able as we continue with our profession of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other and for the world. Let us pray. God of all, God of past, God of present, God of future, you guide those who love you in the right paths. Your Spirit is ever with us, leading us onward to new and inspired ministries. We praise you and give you thanks for all the blessings you bestow on your children. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of all, your plans for us are for our own welfare and good. We know that all good comes from you. The earth in all its abundance comes from you, and it is good. Grant us the wisdom and compassion to care for the earth and its inhabitants. We pray for those who are homeless. May we be the catalyst that helps them find a place they can call home. We pray for those in prison, whether it be forced upon them or of their own making. Grant us the wisdom and courage to minister to them and help lead them to the light. And we pray for those who know only a life of want and need. Make us the leaders to show them the love you have for them through our words and actions. Guide us in the way we should go. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord of all, we pray today for those who are sick in body, mind, and spirit. Grant them health and happiness. We lift up today Laura Bloschke, David Fetter, Verla Cook, Sam Collins, Steve Kikta, Danny Santos, Clyde Sutton, Shirley Shod, George Timmons. We pray for all who suffer as a result of violence and oppression, and for all victims of disasters and human failings. Hear us, O God. God of all, inspire the work of all our partner Austin City Lutheran congregations and surrounding faith communities. Today, we remember the people and mission of Faith Lutheran Church in Austin. And bless the ministry of David and Alicia Brandos in Mexico City, and all the people who serve with the ELCA Global Missions. Lord, empower all the people in the community of abiding love. Today, we lift up Vesna Nevin and Anya Sviglin, Mark, Larissa, Kinsley, and Parker Sutton, Clyde and Vicki Sutton, Dale, Jerry Lynn, Timothy and Bethany Sump, Tim, Sonia, Kasai, and Diego Sulzbach. Hear us, O God. God of all, you have promised that when we come to you in prayer, you will listen. And when we seek you, we will find you. Thank you for this promise. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our offerings.
Give my life to Him.
Please stand as you are able for our offering prayer. God of grace, receive these simple gifts as signs of our whole lives offered up to you in gratitude for the gift of new life you have given us in Christ. Bless and multiply this harvest. May it serve your kingdom's purpose for bringing justice, peace, healing, and nourishment to a hungry and searching world.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and our duty and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, whose suffering and death gave salvation to all. You gather your people around the tree of the cross, transforming death into life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, I read the wrong one. Excuse me. It is indeed right and duty and our joy that we should at all times and all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gives himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought us to eternal life. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us from temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Our Lord, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread and blessed it and gave thanks and broke it and shared it, saying, "This is my body broken and given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And taking the cup, he blessed it, gave thanks and shared it, saying, "This is the cup, is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and all people for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often in remembrance of me." I'm sorry we said the prayer before this time. Anyway, I'm sorry. All who wish to meet Christ in this meal are welcome to this table. And all who wish to receive a blessing are welcome as well. Please be seated, and I invite our musicians and communion servers forward, and the ushers will direct you. Jesus bless you and keep you and be with you forever. Amen. Body of Christ given for you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us. Lamb of God, you break break the chains of hatred and fear. Have mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us. Lamb of God, you are the way of justice and peace. Have mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us. Lamb of God, you are the way of mercy and love. Have mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace, grant us peace, grant us
Please stand as you are able. Please pray with me. God of life, of all creation, you bless us in this sacred meal. Your provision for all that is needed and lacking in the world, your redeeming of everything that is broken and wayward in our lives, you have strengthened and encouraged us for all that lies ahead, and you have given us a vision of your kingdom come, where all are welcome, all are fed, and no gold wanting. We give you thanks in the name of the one who rises to make all things new, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Well, I don't have any announcements other than I do know that the golf tournament is tomorrow. Same place, same time, be there. That's all I can say. Is that enough, Bill? Okay, good. I do want to, on a personal note, I do want to thank everyone who contributed, came and celebrated, just supporting of all our family's efforts to help Danny and Tammy go to Australia this year. We were blown away by the love and care that this community gives us. And I want to tell you that we met our goal. And Danny and Tammy... And Danny and Tammy can go first class all the way to Australia and back. And blessings to all of you, and God is shining on all of you and this place. And I love you all, and thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Now, if anybody else has the announcements, you may share at this time if you'd like. If not, we'll thank Dale for bringing us our message. That was... very wonderful. Thank you.
Real quick, before we go. Oh, sorry. Yes, thank you, Dale. Thank you, Dale. We've got Summer Soundwave starting up on June.
January, whoa.
Winter Soundwave. No, we're doing Summer Soundwave again this year, and it starts on June 16th, and all the kids are invited. We're going to be doing music and games and snacks and activities. And so please bring your neighbor's kids and your cousins and everybody that you can find in the neighborhood. All right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. We'll continue with our closing hymn.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a heart to dread, what am I to fear, leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
We go forth together,
sharing God's love.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share that peace with each other and whoever you meet this week.
prayer.
God's peace. Thanks you. That was wonderful. Are you doing adult class?
Yeah, it's going to be a question and answers are in the adult class time.
Good.
So,
all right.